Welcome to all those that are joining us for Likutei Halachas, Yoredeya Chelek Aleph, Hilchus Ribbis, Halacha Hey, Paragraph Chaf Beis. We dedicate the learning today, Leiloi Nishmas, Yerachmiel Daniel Ben Gedalia, Rosa Basi Tamar, and for a complete Refuah Shelema for all those that need it. The Soich Shar Chorei Yisrael. Rav Nosson Zal begins. We were speaking primarily about Emes in this Halacha, and then Rav Nosson Zal yesterday, in the previous year, included the topic of Emunah. And now Rav Nosson Zal is going to go into this a little bit more in detail. Ki emes ve'emunah hein bechinas ish ve'isha kayadua. Because emes and emunah throughout Sifrei Kabbalah, Sifrei Chassidus, are used to represent male and female. The male represents emes, Torah. The male represents the sun. The female represents the moon. The sun is the concept of emes, a bright light. We mentioned earlier, shlach oircha va'amitcha. Emes is called light. And emunah isn't that which you don't see. Emunah is something that we can't understand, like the moon that has no light of its own. And emunah is represented by the woman. Rabbeinu Zal once said, if you want to learn emunah, go to the women. See their emunah pshuta. Shal zeh nemar, and regarding emes and emunah, regarding man and woman, the pasuk says, loy toiv heyois odom levadoi, that Hashem said, as great as Odom Rishon was, it's brought that he was on a much higher spiritual level than the angels, that the angels would roast meat for him. They served Odom Rishon. He was their rabbi. And the pasuk says, loy toiv heyois odom levadoi, that with all of his qualifications, he not good alone. Ki ha'odom, shehu ha'das, shehu ha'emes, because man, who represents das, which is synonymous with emes, ki emes v'das hein b'china achas, because knowledge, true intellect, and truth are one in reality, in Torah. Ki ikar ha'das hu lahasig v'leida amitas hadovor. Because Rav Nosson Zal explains, what's the real definition of das? What do we call understanding or intellect? When a person understands what something really is. If a person has a misunderstanding about something or a misunderstanding about a person, then they don't know that person says, I know you very well. The other person says, you don't know me at all. You think you know me, but you have no idea about me. So Rav Nosson Zal says here, that real das means when a person really understands and realizes the truth, the whole truth about something. Kemoi shehu be'emes, as the item is really, kayadua, as is known again in the Sforim that explain, that speak about this. So the Torah says, as great as das is, as great as emes is, loy toiv sheyeh levadoi. It's not good when a person has only that, because as we mentioned in the previous year, Hashem is emes, the Torah is emes, and no one can understand Hashem completely, the essence of Hashem. Al kein therefore, eseloyezer kenegdoi. Hashem said, I'll give the emes a partner. Shehu bechinas ho'isha, yiras Hashem. That's the woman who was the partner to Adam Arishon. The woman was called Isha Yiras Hashem Hitis Halol. We know the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, Im Ein Yira Ein Chachma. If there's no Yira, there's no Chachma. So the Chachma, the Emes, the Das, is incomplete without the Yira, without the woman. Shehu Bechinas Emuna. And Yira, in this context, is synonymous with Emuna. Both of them are associated with Malchus. Emuna is Malchus because just like a king is nothing on his own. We said the moon has no light of its own except what it receives. A king is nothing on his own. A king only is based on the authority that others choose to give him. Then he becomes king. Then he's a king. And so emuna is associated with Malchus, and yira is associated with Malchus. The Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, il mole moiro'o shel Malchus, were it not for respect, for authority, people would swallow each other up alive. So Yira and Emuna in this context are synonymous. which is the woman, Isha Yiras Hashem, Shehu Ezer Keneged Ho'emes, and Emuna is the partner, the helper to Emes. Ki Iker Shleimus Ho'emes Al Yidei Emuna Kanal, because the real completion and perfection of Emes is dependent on Emuna, as we spoke about in the previous year. Val Yidei Shnehem Iker HaHoylodo, and it's only through a combination of Ish and Isha that we can produce, that we can give birth, bring a child into the world. Shehu Hoylodas Hadas. And also, if we want to give birth to Das, if we want to produce Das and Seichel, it requires Emes and Emuna. Ki Kol HaHoylodos Al Yidei Hadas, because all births are based on Das, Kayodua, as is known. We found again in Parshas Bereishis, Vayeda Odom es Chavo Ishtoi. When it speaks about Odom and Chavo uniting to produce a child, it says Vayeda, the word Das is used. Das is a union. Kalidei Hischabrus Emes Vemuna Bishleimus Karoi. Because by these two, Emes and Emuna, being joined together perfectly, properly, Noilodin Kol HaHasogois HaYedios HaAmitios. That's how we generate, that's how we produce all true intellect, all true knowledge is produced through a combination of Emes and Emuna. Shehu Hasogas Toiroseinu HaKdoisha, such as the understanding of our Torah, Sheyesoida, of which the foundation of the Torah is the combination of both of these, Emes ve'emuna. Kamesha Kosov, as we find the Torah is referred to as Emes. The Pasuk says, Tzikos cho tzedek li'olam, v'soiros cho Emes. The Torah is Emes. U'chidichsiv, there's another Pasuk that says, Kol mitzvoisecho emuna. So we see that Torah and Judaism, authentic Torah and authentic Judaism is, and complete Torah and complete Judaism is only when it's a combination of both of these. Emes ve'emuna, ish ve'isha. In Judaism, a man without a wife is called plag guf, a half-wit, incomplete. And the Torah uses the term loy toiv. We know Rabbeinu Zal, when somebody was brought to him and he wasn't married yet, and they told him he's a big talmud chacham, he said, where's his talus? They said, he's not married yet. Let him come back to me when he's married. Meaning that until a person is zeicha to get married, there's something missing. There's a certain shleimus that's missing. Because true shleimus requires the combination. Just like when Hashem created the world, the light of the world required two. Shnei ma'oirois hagdoilim. Two large lanterns, the sun and the moon. So too, das, chochma, which is referred to as light, requires two. It requires a combination of Emes and Emuna, Ish ve'Isha, the sun and the moon, Torah and Tefillah, that combination. Vezehu Ezer Kenegdoi. Now, interesting, this is something that the Gemara speaks about, and there are hundreds and hundreds of commentaries on this. Hashem said, I'll make a helper opposite him. Those two words seem to be contradictory. And the Gemara mentions this, that if a person is Zoicha, then his wife helps him. If he's not Zoicha, his wife opposes him, Chas v'Shalom. That's one of the interpretations. But Rav Nosson Zal here gives another interpretation. Ezer kenegdoi, meaning, ki daiko machmas sheyesh negdius. Because of the fact that there is opposition, there are klipois, there's tuma, there's a sitra achra, b'chinas neged b'nei odom, as it says in a pasuk which Rabbeinu Zal quotes at the end of chapter 51 in Likutei Moran. This pasuk which finishes with the words neged b'nei odom, those who oppose man, and it's referring to the shadim, the klipois, those forces that oppose mankind, they're called neged b'nei odom. So Rav Nosson Zal says now, because of the fact that we have this opposition, we have these challenges that we have in this world, this sitra achra, hamavur besoif hatoyrana, which Rabbeinu Zal discusses at the end of chapter 51 in Likutei Moran, which this halacha is, hanidfas basoif hasefer Miksav Yad Rabbeinazal, Ayin Shom. Now, Rav Moshe Zal points out here that chapter 51 in Likutei Moran is one of maybe five chapters in Likutei Moran where there are two versions of it. There's the version that Rav Moshe Zal wrote based on hearing the shir from Rabbeinazal, and Rabbeinazal reviewed Rav Moshe Zal's notes and edited it, and that's the final product of what it went into Likutei Moran. And then Rav Moshe Zal got hold of Rabbeinazal's manuscript, what Rabbeinazal wrote originally, Torah Nun Aleph, and there are some differences. And these five Torahs are published in back of many Likutei Morans. There's the other version, this Ksav Yad, this manuscript that Rav Moshe Zal found, which he wanted to also include. And at the end of the manuscript is where there's a little bit more explanation on this Neged Bnei Yodam. So Rav Moshe Zal explains now, Aliyedei Zeh Daika, because of this Kenegdoi, because we in this world are faced with this situation, that there are these opposing forces, Aliyedei Zeh Daika Nase Ho Emuna Ezer Lo Ha'emes. That's what creates a situation where Emes needs a helper, Emes needs Emuna. Ki Hanegdius Nimshach Machmashe'i Efshar Lahasig Etzem Emes Kanam. Because the whole concept of the Sitrachra and the Klipois and all of these negative forces, all of this opposition, is because we cannot possibly achieve the highest level of Emes. We cannot understand Hashem completely. Alkein, so the Emes is incomplete. Alkein, Iker Ezer V'Tikun Ho Emes Hu Ho Emuna. And therefore, the emes requires assistance. It requires an assistant, which is emunah. Just like chas v'shalom, a person can't walk. A person has a problem walking. They have to have a cane. Why? Because their feet are not perfect. Their feet are not lacking shleimus. They have to have something else to support. And together, but with both, the person can walk. Shebishvil zeh hishlich emes arzo. And this is why Hashem threw the emes down to the ground. So that through this, the emes will grow, will achieve its completion from Eretz. From Eretz, which we mentioned in the previous year, is Emuna. Shon Eretz Ure'e Emuna. And this fits beautifully with what the Gemara says. Vezehu zocho ezer, loy zocho kenegdoi. The Medrash says, if a person is zoche, if a man is zoche, his wife is a helper to him. If he's not zoche chas v'shalom, she opposes him. V'zehu bi'atzmoi b'chinas hashlochas ho'emes loretz. And this ties in with that concept of Hashem throwing the emes down to the ground. Shehu b'shtei b'chinos ho'elu. In these two aspects, meaning, shezehu b'chinas ha'bechira. This is the whole concept of the choices that we're faced with in this world. And it's by a human being faced with choices all the time and making the right choices, that's how a person keeps clarifying the emes, reaching higher and higher levels of emes. Ki Hashem Yisparach ro'o sheho emes shene'etzol me'itoi gam hu i'ef sheloi lahasig amitas da'itoi kanal. Because Hashem saw that even the emes that was taken from Hashem, now note the word ne'etzal is used here. Sometimes we use the word nivra. Hashem saw that the emes that was created from him, meaning the angels that were created from Hashem, the angels of emes. But here he uses the word ne'etzal, which means etzal, closest to, meaning that the moment that the attribute of emes separated from Hashem, even in the slightest degree, and it went into atzilus, it went into that level, even that emes can no longer match up with and understand Hashem's emes, Hashem's real emes. Alkein hishlichohu arza. Therefore, Hashem threw the emes down to the earth. Ki Hashem yisporach einoi chofetz bo emes kozeh. Because Hashem didn't want that emes of the Malachim that said, don't create man. Alkein hirchiku mi'alponov. Therefore, Hashem distanced it from himself. Aval zehu biatzmai tikunai. But that distancing, that itself is the tikun for the emes. How? Al yedei gdoilei hatzadikim shebozeh ha'oretz. Through the great tzadikim that will inhabit this earth, this world, this lowly world, sheyoychazu atzmon boho emes. Those tzadikim will be zeichet to hold on to the emes. V'yisiyagu be'igiyais itzumois. And they will struggle very hard. They'll work very, very hard ad sheyizku lohovin ho emes. Till they'll be zeichet to understand the real emes. She'i'efsh, which is she'i'efsher lahasig etzem ho emes. They will come to the realization that it's impossible for anyone to achieve the real, the emes of Hashem himself. So what do? Rak lehischazek be'emuna shlema al yidei ha'emes. But rather, what we need to do is use whatever level of emes we're on to strengthen us in emuna, meaning that by being honest with ourselves and recognizing our limitations, recognizing, like it says in the Kuzari, ilu yedatev hayisiv, if you would understand Hashem, you would be Hashem. And since I am not Hashem, I can't expect, I need to know that it's impossible for me to understand Hashem and recognize how great Hashem really is. V'yelchu midarga ledarga, and these tzaddikim will climb the ladder from level to level. V'ayim mize oid b'mokam acher, Rav Moshe Zal says, take a look in other places where we've spoken about this. U'b'likutei etzois k'tzas mize, and also in the Sefer Likutei Etzois, ubehilchas Pesach halacha Zayin and in Orach Chaim v'oid and other places, ad sheheim daiko yizku levarer ulahaloi so emes min horetz, to the point where these tzaddikim specifically, through their efforts, will be zeicha to clarify and refine the emes from down here on earth, from this oilam hasheker. Bibchinas, as it says clearly, emes me eretz titzmoch, that the emes will grow forth, will rise up from the eretz. Rav Nosson Zal says, look at the word, look at the term that's used, titzmach, to grow. Titzmach is a term used referring to vegetation, plants, how they grow from the ground. Kemoy shezoyren garen, just like when we plant a seed in the ground, umizbale, and that seed first rots, it falls apart. V'godel mimenu ilan godel, and from that seed grows forth a large tree with fruit and everything. V'hakoil al yedei avoida sa'odam. But in order for that to happen, it requires a human being to plant it and to water the seed and to do all the care that needs to be done. Kein misyagin hatzadikim bebirur ho'emes. In similar form, the tzadikim work and struggle to refine the emes, lezoroi, to plant it, lezoroi ulenotoi, these are two terms used regarding planting, bibechinas kuloi zera emes, as we find a pasuk in Yirmiyahu Hanavi, where it refers to emes as zera, seed, that the tzaddik is all seed of truth. Shehu al yidei ma'aseyem hatoivim, v'toirosam, v'neflois hachidushim shemechachim batoira. What is the tzaddik doing toward it in order to refine this emes? Three things. Number one, ma'aseyim hatoivim, their good deeds, their mitzvahs ma'aseyim and toivim. Number two, toirosam, the study of Torah and teaching Torah. Number three, v'neflois hachidushim shemechachim batoira, and the incredible revelations in Torah that these tzaddikim azoicha to reveal. Through all of this, they're working at refining the emes more and more. Ad shal yidei zeh tzoymeach ho'emes min ha'oretz daika. And through this, the emes rises up and grows forth from this lowly world called Eretz. Bebechinas emes me'eretz titzmachana. And Rav Nosson Zal says, v'ayin l'kamen bois memdalid, right now we're in paragraph 22. In paragraph 44, Rav Nosson Zal is going to clarify this still more a little bit. Any questions, please? Question, if the man represents emes and Torah, why does the pasuk say, al titoish toiras imecha? don't reject, don't turn away from the Torah of your mother. The answer is everything is reflected in the context that it's in. We in Likutei Moran and in many plays, we find that the tzaddikim are called the mothers of Klal Yisrael. Rabbi Nizal says in chapter 4 in Likutei Moran, just like a mother nurses her baby with milk, so too the tzaddikim nurse us with Torah. The Torah is compared to milk. Dvash v'cholof tachas l'shoinich. So depending on the context, everything depends on the context that it's in. Sometimes something could be referred to as A and sometimes B, and it's not a contradiction whatsoever. Paragraph Chav Gimel, V'chol zeh tzorech kol adam leida. Everything we're explaining here in this halacha, every single person needs to know this. V'al yidei zeh yenitzo mikama mechsholos haboim al yidei ho'emes daiko she'enoi mevora karoi. And if you'll know, if you'll pay attention to what we've learned in these last pages, you'll save yourself from many stumbling blocks where people stumble and fall and make big mistakes through emes, by supposedly because they're being honest and truthful. Loi mi boi she'tatzileu me'esh hamachloikis v'hesnagdos. Not only will it save the person from the terrible fire of conflict and getting into arguments with people and opposing things, she'oikeres es hacholkim mishnei oilomais bechinam, where those people, rachmona litzlan, who make machloikis against tzaddikim or against talmidei chachamim or against Jews, that tears that person out of both worlds. The person destroys their olam hazeh and their olam haba for nothing, bechinam for nothing. And listen to these words now carefully. Shemita zois garua mikol hamidois rois sheboilam. This character trait of machloikis, people who are against, they're against chassidim, they're against tzaddikim, Rav Nosson Zal says this is worse than all of the midois rois in the world. Why? He's going to give us a reason. Kishare hamidois v'hataivois yesh bohem eze hechrochies. Because all other midois, all other character traits, and all other taivois, desires, there is somewhat of a need for them. A person would say gaiva. Gaiva is the worst thing in the world. Stay at nothing, zero, zero. There's a pasuk, vayigba liboi bedarkei Hashem. Rabbi Nizal has a chapter in Likutei Moran where he explains that sometimes a person needs to be able to come, when a person's feeling down, when the Yetzirah is telling you, you're nothing, you're worthless, your mitzvah is zero, it's nothing, you have to turn on the gaiva and say, I'm not nothing. I am a child of Hashem. I'm a member of the holiest, the most important nation in the world, etc., etc. Kas. Kas is avodah zarah, it's the worst thing in the world. There are times that a person, each thing has a place in certain extraordinary circumstances. But Rav Nosson Zal says, but rak shetzrichin lehisnaik bohem al pi ha-toyra kdoshe. However, a person must use those midas, it's very delicate. A person has to make sure they're using it based on the guidance of the Torah, or based on the authentic guidance of the Torah. Vafilu beheter, even when it's being done permissibly, shaloi laharboisbem. And even if you're doing it permissibly, minimal, a little bit. Aval al kol panim yesh bohem hechrech lekiyum hadam. However, the bottom line is that all the other midois rois and taivis rois, there's a need for it in order to sustain mankind. The Gemara says that at one point the rabbis got together and they decided to solve the problem of tikkun abris. Will take away the desire, will eliminate the desire that a man has for a woman or a woman has for a man. And they did it. The Gemara says they did it. And they said the chicken stopped laying eggs. And they saw that the world cannot exist like this. So all taivos rois and midos rois, just about, there is a need for it in a kosher way with a certain minimal. Kigoin achilo shtia, for example, eating and drinking. I just told somebody yesterday the joke. They were talking about dieting and everything. And I said there's this famous joke about a person who is training his horse to get along with a little less food every day. And less and less and less. And then finally he got to zero food and the horse dropped dead. And he tells his friend the next day, I almost had him completely trained. I had him down to zero food, and then he went ahead and died on me. So a person wants to overcome taiva sachila. We're going to get fair, less food, and then drop dead. That's not breaking taiva sachila. That's committing suicide. So everything else, there's somewhat of a need. Aval inyan hamachloikis. But this issue of machloikis, people who are against and oppose, and especially machloikis in Klal Yisrael, especially machloikis among religious people, ze einoi tzorech ha'odom klal, that a person doesn't need at all. Vehi mechale v'oikeres oisoi mishnei oilamois yoiser mikol hataivois. And this destroys a person and tears a person out of both worlds. The person loses their Olam Haba and they lose their Olam Hazeh more worse than all the taivos. Kasher kvar harbe nitridu al yedei ze mishnei olamos. As unfortunately, there are already many people who destroyed themselves and took themselves out of both worlds as a result of participating in machloikis. Question about machloikis l'shem shamayim. Obviously, Rav Nosson Sal is referring to here the wrong kind of machlokes. He's addressing here what he himself went through, the terrible machlokes of people opposing another Jewish religious sect that does observe Torah, that does observe mitzvahs. And again, it's no coincidence that we're learning this today. We're learning this today when it's election day here in Eretz Yisrael, Bechiros it's called. And there are hundreds and hundreds of Rabbonim who have signed papers saying any Jew who doesn't vote today, any Jew in Eretz Yisrael who can vote, is feeding the Sitra Achra. They're going to be responsible for Chilul Shabbos in this country and Trefois and all the other things that the current government is supporting, the leftist government. Then there's another group of Rabbonim who say any Jew who votes doesn't believe in Hashem, doesn't believe in the Torah, Chil Hashem, desecrating the Torah. The Knesset is worse than the Vatican. The Vatican in Rome is terrible. The Knesset is much worse. And anyone who supports that anyone who participates in that in that in any way is committing the worst sin in the world. Who's right? Where is the emes? And each side says that all rabbonim on the radio have agreed that anyone who doesn't vote, is that true? Is that really true? Is it all rabbonim? And is it all opinions say this way? The answer is that's not the reality. That's not the case. We don't have a Sanhedrin Agdoila Trei. We don't have a unanimous opinion. No one can say that. So for either side to say that the other side are murderers and kill and shkotzim and goyim, they're worse than goyim, etc. Person didn't learn this Likutei Halachos, if they can say that. If we learn this, we know that this is not a time to say that anyone is right or wrong, etc., etc. Each person has to try to search for the right rabbi and go by their rabbi. And if another rabbi holds differently, then we don't call him a koifer and a this, etc., etc. Rav Nosson Sal said here that all the other midos, there's a need for it sometimes. And he's saying this wrong type of machlekes. There are people that will call it machlekes l'shem shamayim. But a person needs to know, a person has to be a very, very, very big Talmud Chacham to be able to know what's really l'shem shamayim and what's the sitra achra cloaking himself in mitzvahs, which Rabbeinu Zal addressed in chapter 1, page 1 in Likutei Moran, telling us that unfortunately this is going to be a major, major issue that Klal Yisrael is going to have to deal with. And now Rav Nosson Sal adds, Vafilu mi machloikis b'shvil parnasa, and even not machloikis over religious issues, even machloikis regarding parnasa. A person opens a business, somebody else opens a competing store close by, tzrichin lehisrachek ma'oid. A person has to distance themselves completely, not to get into machloikis. Ki ein poyalin al yidei ha-machloikis klal. Because by fighting, you're not going to accomplish anything. Adarabah, just the opposite. The Torah tells us, machloikis achas doichem mea parnosos. That one conflict, chas v'shalom, among Jews, one conflict regarding money matters can destroy not just their two parnosos, it can destroy 100 parnosos. Utzrichin lahamin, Ki ein adam noigea bema shemuchon lechaveroi. We need to believe in what the Torah says, that no one can touch, no one can take away what's reserved for their friend. There are people who have a store in a certain neighborhood that's selling a certain product, and somebody else opens a store close by, a competing store, and they go nuts. I'm going to take him to Besen, I'm going to court, I'm going to do everything, to every person that comes in, I'm going to tell him he's selling rotten goods, he's a liar, he's a cheat, etc., etc. And another person goes over to the other store owner and says, I've been here, I've been doing this business here for a while, if I can help you in any way, let me know. Why? Because he knows that money comes from Hashem, parnasa comes from Hashem. If I oppose, if I fight with someone else, it's not going to bring me more parnasa. If I help another Jew, that'll bring me parnasa. U'beshimcha yikra'ucha, u'mishalcha yitnu lecha. As the pasuk says, they call out your name Hashem, and from yours they give you. When people are giving charity, they're not giving their own. They're taking Hashem's money and giving it to Hashem. Kemoisham Rabbi Seinosal, as the Gemara writes in Yuma, page 38, Mikolshkein v'kolshkein. So that's machloikes when it comes to parnasa. Mikolshkein v'kolshkein, machloikes be'inyan avoides Hashem. How much more so when there's a machloikes regarding Yiddishkeit, how to serve Hashem. Shehu ha-machloikes shebein ha-chassidim v'ha-loimdim. An example of this is the machloikes between the chassidim and those that were called misnagdim or lamdim. The people who say Torah, 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 and chassidus is bittul Torah. Oy shebein ha-chassidim, or the machloikes among different sects of chassidim. Oy bein ha-loimdim bi'atzman, or the machloikes between the loimdim themselves, which we've seen in our generation, unfortunately, Rahman al-Sam, that even in the Litvish community, even among the Misnagdim, major machloikis, and people who've held differently than another rabbi, supposedly religious young men, went into the other rabbi's shul and broke the windows or smashed the chairs, Rahman al-Islam. Shezeh ha-machloikis gorua me'akoil. This type of machloikis is worse than everything. Umekalkel harbe, and causes major, major damage. Umaakeves hagu'ulo yoiser mikol ho'aveiro shebetoira. And this delays the coming of Moshiach more than all the averus in the Torah, more than pigama bris, more than gaiva. Rav Nosson Zal is being pretty clear here. V'chol hamachloikes hazois hirak sinas chinam. And Rav Nosson Zal says the underlying factor in all of these types of machloikis is unwarranted, unjustified hate. V'hakol machmaso emes, and it's all being done with a banner of emes, Torah l'shem shamayim. Shekol echad nidme loy she'etzloy ho emes. Each one of these sides, each one, it seems to them as if they know the emes. They have the emes. Avu be'emes, but the truth is, im yistakel al ho'emes lamitoi, if they look at the real emes, v'loyate esatzmei, and they won't fool themselves, bevadai lo yachzik b'machloikes alponim. The person will not join in, will not participate in machloikes. They won't speak against any rabbis, any ki yistakel al atzmei, because the person will look at themselves, ulai hutoy esatzmei. Maybe I'm fooling myself. There are many people who at a certain point in their life thought that something was bad and wrong, and then they changed their opinion, they changed their mind. I mentioned recently, I was in Uman for Rosh Hashanah, this past Rosh Hashanah. Russia is shooting missiles at Ukraine. And there's a Breslover rabbi who lived in the United States, and one of his students called him up and asked him, should I go to Uman for Rosh Hashanah? He said, no, it's Asur. And then a few weeks later, I see the rabbi in Uman. And I say to him, I heard Moitzi Shemra about you. I heard you told somebody it's Asur to come now. He said, no, it's not. It's true. I did say it a few weeks ago. And then it got closer to Rosh Hashanah. I reanalyzed the situation, and I'm here. V'afilu emeinoi toye. And even if the person doesn't think they're making a mistake, yoven, the person will understand, shaloi yisaken alidei hamachloikes klal. that through machloikis, you're not going to make anything better. You're not going to make things better with machloikis. Adara, but just the opposite. Yekalkel harbe yoiser mimashi yisakein. Lefi daito hanavoicha. He's going to make things much worse than anything that he might think he's going to repair by his mistaken ideas. Because by yelling and screaming and opposing, you're not going to fix anything. You're not. Because machloikis is hated. Hashem hates machloikis and people hate machloikis. When somebody yells at them, screams at them, when somebody sees a car going by on Shabbos and says, Shabbos, Shabbos! Never heard of any person who became Shomer Shabbos that way. And we have heard cases of people. I was just talking to somebody this morning before the shiur, talking about the topic. He mentioned that he was in a shul about 45 years ago in New York, and there was a person there who wasn't yet Shomer Shabbos. And they were in shul, and the gabbai of the shul told them that they're going to have an aliyah. And a man went over to that person right after the gabbai said that. Another man in the shul went over to that person and said, You will not take that. Don't you dare go up to the Torah, etc., etc. And one of the people in the shul who was a student of Rav Rosenfeld saw this and heard this, and he went over to the man who said that, and he gave him a warning. Heaven help you if you do anything. And he went over to the person and said, you will take that, the aliyah. And the person said, no. He insisted, and he led him up. He led him up to the Sefer Torah. The person got the aliyah, and that person ended up becoming much, much more religious, closer to Hashem. Just to add the hashgacha that this was all this morning, before the shiur today. Now, this person's son became one of the largest philanthropists in the whole Syrian community. One of the most well-known donors, millions, maybe tens of millions of dollars, to shuls, yeshivas, etc., etc. Now, the person who took, the Rav Rosenfeld student who took him up to the Aliyah, we'll mention his name, it should be a schus for him and his family, David Asulin. Many years later, this person became a member of the shul and support, etc., and he passed away. And his son now is this great philanthropist, etc. And one day, Rav Rosenfeld's student, at one evening, he's sleeping at night, and the father, the one who 50 years earlier, who got the Aliyah in that shul, comes to him in a dream and says to him, David, I need a favor. I want you to do something for me, please. My yahrzeit is coming. Could you please arrange that there should be a kiddush in honor of my yahrzeit? Whatever it costs, please take care of it for me. And he has this dream. He wakes up from the dream and he's wondering what to do. And he goes to one of these Sephardic rabbis in the community, Rabbi Nachum, who's known as a Talmud Chacham in Migla and in Istar. He knows Kabbalah, etc., etc. And he tells him the dream, and he says to him, you have to do it. You know, this could be a real dream. And then he gets the idea. He's going to call up the son. He calls up the son, and he says to him, Stanley, where are you? And he says to him, I'm in Paris. What's wrong? Anything wrong? And he figured this person, they weren't close friends, the son and the breast lover. He says, he thinks Hashem immediately, who knows, maybe somebody's family. He says, no, everybody's okay, nothing wrong. But I want to tell you something. Your father came to me in a dream and asked me to make sure to give a kiddush this Shabbos. I says, oh, I can't believe it. I forgot my father's yahrzeit. Please take care of it for me. I'll pay you the money. Make sure they put out a beautiful spread. I'll give you the money for it. And then this person became an automatic donor every year for his father's yahrzeit. There's like auto pay. He gives $3,000 or $5,000 to the shul in memory of his father, that the father who passed away. So here again, we don't know. I remember my Rebbe Rav Rosenfeld discussed this once in one of the halacha shiurim, that there's a shaila in halacha, whether you're allowed to give an aliyah to a person, or you're allowed to call up to the Torah a person who's a mechalel Shabbos. And there are different opinions. There isn't one united, unanimous opinion. There are different opinions. And my Rebbe Rav Rosenfeld said he saw with his own eyes, when he was a child, he saw cases like this, and he saw that the Rav of the shul did give the person aliyah, and the person's life changed. It was life-changing for the person. So here again is an issue in halacha. There's differing opinions, And a person needs to have a Rebbe who has a Biur Hamidame, who chooses a derech in halacha that's emes lamitoi, that kind of derech. We know in the Gemara, we have Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel, and we're told that they were two different approaches to Yiddishkeit. Both are emes, both are tzadikim amitiyim. One is emes lamitoi for now, and we're told that in the future, when Mashiach comes, then we'll follow Shammai, the path of Shammai. But in this world now, the path of Hillel is generally the path that we follow. So we see that in the Torah itself, the Torah, which is the book of Emes, there's all of these differences, and a person has to be extremely, extremely careful that when an opinion doesn't conform to my opinion, that doesn't mean it's sheker. That doesn't mean it's that I can speak against it, chas v'shalom. Kal yedei ha-machloikis yefshil esakin b'shum oifin. Because through machloikis, you're not going to make anything better whatsoever. Kisonui ha-machloikis ma'oid. Because Hashem and every hates machloikis. V'yefshil levaya kol ze b'chsav. Rav Nosson Zal says, I cannot explain all of this as clearly as it needs to be explained in writing. Avol hechofetz be'emes la'amitoi. But a person who isn't satisfied with the emes, a person who's searching for the emes lamitoi, the real truth. Remember when Rav Nosson Zal came to Rabbeinu Zal and he told him he had a job offer. His father-in-law offered him an opportunity to be a dayon, a poisek, where he'd be able to sit and learn all day, learn and teach, and no issue of parnasa, no difficulty in parnasa whatsoever, be able to devote himself totally to avodas Hashem. And Rav Nosson Zal came to Rabbeinu Zal and told him about this offer, and Rabbeinu Zal said, good, good, nisht kosher. In Yiddish, nisht kosher means good. Rav Nosson Zal heard it, and he felt that I'm not hearing what I need to hear. And at a later time, he asked the question again to Rabbeinu Zal, and Rabbeinu Zal again said, nisht kosher. Sounds good. And Rav Nosson Zal still felt he's not being really honest with me. And then on a third occasion, Rav Nosson Zal went to Rabbeinu Zal and said, please, Rebbe, I want to know the real truth. Is this what I should be doing? And Rabbeinu Zal said to him, you want to know the real truth? You have a completely different mission. If Rav Nosson Zal would have become a dayan a posik, we wouldn't be learning Likutei Halachos today. We wouldn't be learning Likutei Maran. It was only because he didn't undertake any other responsibilities that he was totally devoted to Rabbeinu Zal, that he is the only student who was responsible for writing down all of Rabbeinu Zal's shiurim, the Likutei Maran, Volume 1, Volume 2, the Sipurei Maaseis, the Sefer Hamidos, the Sichos Haran, not just Rabbeinu Zal's shiurim, just even discussions, everything, the Shvocheran, everything was in his merit because he didn't take that job. Now, what's going on here? He went to the biggest tzaddik and he asked him a shaila. You have to know how to ask a shaila. I remember our Rebbe Rav Rosenfeld taught us that a person comes into a rabbi and says, am I allowed to do this? And the rabbi says, yeah, you're allowed to do it. And the person walks out. I asked the Rav. He said, I'm allowed to do it. It's 100%. 100%. Glad kosher. And then he finds out later that the rabbi doesn't do it. The rabbi told him, I don't understand. You told me I'm allowed to do it. You're right. You are allowed. Would I do it? Never. Not in a billion years. So a person asks a rabbi, is this kosher? Yeah, it's kosher. Would you eat it? No, definitely not. And I remember I once had an occasion at that time, Rav Rosenfeld had passed away, and I had a certain kesher with Rabbi Teitz, and I asked them about a certain wine company, a new wine company in America at that time. And I asked them, is it okay? You know, he said, yeah, it's okay. Would you drink it? No. I said, Baruch Hashem, it worked again. You know, that a person needs to know sometimes according to how you ask a question, according to how serious you are in wanting to know the real truth. Do you want to get by? Rav Nosson Zal once said that, I believe Rav Nosson Zal or Rabbeinu Zal said, that there are people who say, if you do this, you're yoitze. If you do this, you fulfilled the mitzvah, you fulfilled the requirement. Rav Nosson Zal said, if a person wants to be yoitze, he becomes a yoitze min hadas. There's an expression, again, in Yiddish, in Hebrew, yoitze min hadas means the person loses their mind. If a person's just trying to get a passing grade in Judaism, they just want to fulfill the requirement. I just want to do what I have. Don't give me any extras. I just want to do what's required. What's my obligation? Sometimes that person ends up making big mistakes. Aval echofetz be'emes lamitoi. But if a person wants the real truth, bevadai lo yite al yidei ho'emes shaloi she'enem avura, that person will not make a mistake through his emes, which is not perfect, lahachzik b'machlekes chashon, to support fighting, controversy, conflict, chas v'shon. And now Rav Nosson Saleh adds, bifrat bedoyrois halolu, especially in our times, in our generations, she Yisroel b'shiflus godol, where the Jewish nation is in a very low place. Rav Nosson Saleh wrote this 150 years ago or more. Ve'ein lanu shum memshala. We do not have any real authority. We don't have a Sanhedrin. We don't have a Melech. We don't have Dovid HaMelech, Shloimeh HaMelech. Eich efshel esaken ma shetzrichen esaken. How in the world does somebody think they're going to fix everything? Bifrat al yidei hamachloikes, especially through fighting, by breaking the windows in somebody else's shul, chas v'shalom. Ki lesaken es ha'olam. Because to repair the world and to bring the entire world to serve Hashem, that will only be accomplished through shalom. As Rabbi Nizal begins chapter 27 in Likutei Moran, where he says, in order to bring the entire world to serving Hashem shoulder to shoulder, the only way that can be achieved is through shalom. That's the opening words in that chapter in Likutei Moran. The Alkain, and therefore the Gemara says, Eliyahu u'Moshiach, she'ikra tikkun olam yi al yodom, both Eliyahu Hanavi and Moshiach, who are going to be the ones to complete the repair of the world, yaspu rak lasos shalom b'olam. Their main focus and mission is going to be to achieve world peace, Jewish peace and world peace. K'mo sham Rabbi Seinasal, as the Mishnah says in Edios, ein Eliyahu bo letamei uletaher, el lasos shalom b'olam. Eliyahu Hanavi is not going to come to declare tamei or toher. His main mission is going to be to bring peace to the world. V'chein Moshiach Tzidkenu Nikra Sar Shalom. And we find in the Navi Yeshaya Navi, it refers to Moshiach as Sar Shalom. V'alkein, and therefore, Im Ho'emes Masisoi Lahachzik B'machloikes Chashon, if a person's interpretation of Emes, of what's right, and this is what the Halacha says, and this is what the Torah says, if your Emes is supporting machloikis, is causing machloikis, tzorech lahashlich meitoi emes kozel oretz. Person has to throw that emes to the ground, get rid of it, ulahachiko mealponov, and to distance it from oneself. Kashem yisborach einoi chofetz be'emes kozel. Because Hashem does not want that kind of an emes that causes machloikis. Now remember, don't misinterpret what Rav Nosson Saleh is saying here, then we have to embrace the reform movement and the conservative movement and the constructive movement and the LQCY, all of these interesting movements, these new movements that have come up. And we have to be one with it. He's not saying that. He's saying that within Emes, within certain parameters, there are boundaries. There are that our Torah says, Harchek mishochein ra, that if a person has a certain type of bad neighbor, you have to distance yourself from that bad neighbor. There's a time and place for everything, but it takes a very, very high level authority to be able to define where the boundaries are. And again, even if you know the boundaries, even if you're going to stay away, it doesn't mean break that person's windows. It doesn't mean throw stones. It doesn't mean call that person names, chas v'shalom. We're not finished yet, Amit Hashem. There's going to be more and more clarity. There's still person thinks, well, I heard everything. We haven't heard everything. Rav Nosson Saleh is going to continue on this topic, clarifying, making it clearer and clearer. Halavai, we should be zeichet to promote Hashem, to promote the Torah, to promote the tzaddikim amitiyim. We should be zeichet to the right kind of emes, and to participate in bringing about the geula shlema. In last week's Parsha, Parshas Noach, we had the story of the Tower of Bavel, where there were people that got together, joined together, and said, let's build a tower which will reach up to heaven and will make a name for ourselves. V'nase lonu shem, will make a name for ourselves. And the Zohar Kodesh says, what kind of tower is this talking about? And the Zohar Kodesh says it's talking about a shul or a yeshiva. Those people who are building shuls and yeshivas, but it's not about Hashem, it's about me. It's about that my name can be in big letters. The mezuzah can be a little mezuzah. I want my name in gigantic letters. Everybody should know I built it, I donated, I'm in control here. I'll decide who to fire, who to hire. Fire the rabbi, hire the rabbi. Rahman al-Islam. We should be zeicher to join those shuls and those yeshivas, which are really l'shem shamayim, which are really where the only interest is Hashem's name, and the Hashem's authority, and the authority of the tzaddikim amitim. Wishing everybody a wonderful day, wonderful week. Simchas, yeshuas, refuas for all of us. It's Hashem.